time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. The other day, my friend Suzanne called me on the phone. "You've got to come up Paddy Canyon with me," she said. "I've just seen the strangest plant. It looks like a primitive asparagus, but it's kind of orangish." I thought I knew what it was, and when we got there, I found I was right. It was a developing pine drops plant. Pine drops is found only near conifers, especially pines. When it begins growth in early July, it is a golden spear-like shoot. When mature, it's sticky and a deep reddish brown, with nodding flowers spiraling at the top of the 1 to 2 foot stem. Thousands of tiny seeds are produced in the small, pumpkin-shaped fruits in late summer. The most striking features of this plant are that it has no leaves and it isn't green. Well, if it isn't green, it's not photosynthetic, so how does it grow? Pine drops is a member of the wintergreen family. Other members of this family, such as Indian pipes and pine sap, also lack leaves and chlorophyll. These plants are often called saprophytes, but in fact, they are not. True saprophytes depend on dead and decaying vegetation for food, while pine drops and its relatives do something different. These mycotrophic achlorophyllous plants obtain their carbohydrates from mycorrhizal fungi, which originally obtained it from a tree. All of our conifers form a symbiotic partnership with certain soil fungi. The fungus helps the tree obtain mineral nutrients and receives energy-rich carbohydrates in exchange. Pine drops insinuates itself into this partnership by taking carbohydrates from the fungus. Radioactive carbon compounds injected into trees appear in nearby pine drops a short time later. However, pine drops is not a freeloader. It provides the mycorrhizal fungus with a growth-stimulating substance. Radioactive phosphorus injected into pine drops appears later in adjacent trees. So this is why pine drops is found only near conifers. In this three-way mutualism, everybody wins. Pine drops can be found in many of our low-elevation forests and seem to be more common in wet years. It is conspicuous while in flower, but the tall, darkened stems with their jingle bell-like fruits are still apparent in the fall and winter. These simple-appearing plants give testimony to the complex web of life going on below ground. This week's Field Note was written by Peter Lesica. I'm Annie Gard for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.